thank you so much for taking a few minutes with me today. We're going to be talking about, as we just finished up a holiday weekend, many people were out and about. We're going to be looking at conservation, monuments, and that type of thing. And even what we have here in the heart of the country in Nebraska, kind of flyover country. But it's okay. It's okay. Give us an update on what's happening here, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're coming into the beginning of the summer, coming right off the Memorial Day holiday. People are thinking about going on vacation, getting out in the outdoors. Now is a perfect time to begin thinking about visiting our nation's national monuments. We have many across the country and across the West, 27 that I would really highlight for folks that are managed by the Bureau of Land Management. Across the country, there are national monuments, and I would just encourage folks, one, to get out and enjoy them, experience them, learn about what is there, and also be a voice for their continued protection and sound stewardship. And by that, that means letting our members of Congress know, our local governor, our governors, and even local elected officials that we care about our national public lands and we want to keep them the way they are. What's happened over the last 12 months is the Trump administration, under the leadership of Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, reviewed 27 national monuments across the West, actually across the entire country, looking at whether they would reduce the size of these national monuments or increase the drilling for oil and gas in open pit mining. So either reducing these national monuments for those purposes, or in some cases even trying to allow for those types of uses within these national monuments. Again, everything from Maine to the coast of California. So while we have the opportunity to experience and enjoy these public lands, we also have to know that they may not always remain the way they are. And that's why it's critically important that we as citizens of the United States voice our love and support for these lands to our elected officials.
Wonderful. And we have some, and what nature does itself. Look at what's happening in Hawaii, with some things we have no control over, and then there it goes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, nature is a dynamic force, and it will shape and change things itself. But it's also important that we know that we have these places we can count on and depend on, going back to, everything from our national parks to our national monuments. And these are very special places, whether it's opportunities to get out into the outdoors, in terms of our national monuments, great places for hunting, hiking, fishing, camping with your kids, and also a great place to learn about our nation's history and what shaped us as a people and a country.
Absolutely. What are some of the more popular ones that people like to go and visit? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, I will just start from here in Colorado. We have just here in Southwest Colorado what's known as Canyon of the Ancients, a very popular place to visit that highlights ancient Puebloan culture, still a very valuable place to Pueblo tribes to this day, and a wonderful place to get out and see archaeological sites and experience the Red Rock country of southwestern Utah. I mean, of Colorado. You have Browns Canyon in south central Colorado, another wonderful place for people to get out and experience the Arkansas River, raft, kayak, fish, hike along the canyon there. Great place to get out and experience again with your family and get out on the water. That's another very popular one and very strongly supported by the local community in that county of Colorado. And then you move on over to Utah. You have Bears Ears National Monument, very, very popular place, becoming more and more popular. The Grand Staircase, Escalante, also becoming very popular. Those are the two monuments that were targeted by the Trump administration and unfortunately dramatically reduced in their size for the purpose of oil and gas drilling and uranium mining. While those places still, the landscape is still intact at this point, people should still get out and enjoy that landscape, get to know it, and again, let their members of Congress know they care deeply, deeply about those two national monuments. And you can go across the country and find just incredible places that are out there along the California coast, all the way into Nevada. You have Gold Butte and Basin and Range National Monuments, two incredible places I would encourage people to go visit, as well as all throughout southern Arizona. So great places to see. And again, these lands need a voice, and when we're out there enjoying them, when we get home, first thing we need to do is let our members of Congress know that we care about these places and want them to stay exactly as they are.
Absolutely. Any last words?
Yeah, I would encourage people to check out our website to learn more about our national monuments and public lands across the country. And our website is our organization is Conservation Lands Foundation, and our website is conservationlands.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your help today.